This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 24th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. House GOP looks to push through debt ceiling bill. EPA seeks clarification of appeals court's WOTUS ruling. House GOP looks to push through a debt ceiling bill. The big question in Washington this week is whether House Republicans can hold together to pass their plan to slash $4.5 trillion in federal spending, that in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. Republicans control the House by a razor-thin margin, 222 to 213, and the Limit, Save, Grow Act is highly unlikely to get any Democratic support. The House Democrat whip's floor schedule for the week, in fact, doesn't even use the bill's official name. It's instead listed as Default on Our Debt Act. The plan would expand SNAP work requirements and repeal the biofuel and clean energy tax incentives that are the centerpiece of President Joe Biden's climate policy. Here's what they're saying. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California said in a tweet this weekend, "I'm worried about how the president is handling the debt ceiling. By ignoring it, he is walking us into the first default in our nation's history. We have a responsibility to act for future generations before it's too late." But Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota Democrat, said yesterday on CNN's State of the Union that Republicans are following a risky strategy that could damage the economy. "The last time when this was in the air, we literally went down in our credit rating back in 2011. What we will see, the repercussions of this are huge. If you go forward as McCarthy wants, what will happen? You will literally see interest rates go up for mortgages, for loans. You're going to see the stock market plummet again," she said. For more on the bill and this week's D.C. agenda, read our Washington Week Ahead. EPA seeks clarification on appeals court WOTUS ruling. The Environmental Protection Agency is asking an appeals court to clarify that its stay of the Biden administration's Waters of the U.S. rule does not apply nationwide. In a motion that was filed Friday, EPA asked the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to specify that its relief extends only to the Commonwealth of Kentucky and to the members of business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who also sued over the rule. On Thursday, the court issued an administrative stay of the WOTUS rule, but left the geographic extent undefined while it considers the district court's denial of an injunction request. "It is vital that all members of the public know unequivocally which law governs their own conduct," the government said in its motion, which it said is unopposed by other parties. The ruling made Kentucky the 27th state where the WOTUS rule is enjoined, but the list of corporate entities not covered now extends to members of the business groups, even if they are not located in those states. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EPA seeks comments on Clean Water Act pesticide settlement. The Environmental Protection Agency has agreed to evaluate the effects of its pesticide general permit on endangered species as a part of a settlement with the Center for Biological Diversity. The so-called PGP covers discharges to waters of the U.S. from chemical treatments to control mosquitoes, as well as other flying insects, weeds, and algae, animals, and pests in the forest canopy. EPA has agreed to complete Endangered Species Act consultation with the Fish and Wildlife Service by October 31, 2024, and issue the PGP by December 17 of that year. The permit would become effective October 2026. UN stresses healthy trade as key to global food security. Strong global agriculture trade is key to food security. Chudong Yu, Director General of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, told the G7 Summit of Agriculture Ministers in Japan over the weekend. Chu thanked the Japanese government in particular for helping finance the Agricultural Market Information System, or AMIS, which the UN credits with contributing to well-functioning markets and market transparency. Global grain prices have largely dropped below the spikes caused by the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and that's largely due to the Black Sea Grain Initiative, a United Nations-led pact that reopened Ukraine's ability to export millions of tons of grains from its Odessa ports, says AMIS. Yet while practices have fallen in international markets, they have frequently remained high at the local level, particularly in net food importing developing countries, reflecting the weakening of their currencies against the U.S. dollar, that according to AMIS. As a result, food price inflation is still a serious concern in many countries, also because post-farm gate costs for shipping and processing remain subject to inflationary pressures. Now take note, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack participated in the G7 summit, and he tweeted, quote, "It's an honor to take part in the G7 Agriculture Ministers meeting in Japan as we rally across the globe to address food security needs and call attention to the interrelationship among food security, climate, sustainable productivity growth, innovation, and trade." Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 24th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.